Hi there, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us for the Children's Bible Club today. Our choir children are here sitting on go with songs for you, and I'm Aunt Carolyn sitting on go with a real Bible story for you. In some ways, it's a little sad, but in the long run, it's a story of victory. Stay tuned so you can find out what it really is about. And now, here's the choir to begin the broadcast today. Choir? Choir, for that good message in song. Say, kids, did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you? Some children get lonely and sad because they think no one cares for them. They feel alone in the world, and when you tell them of Jesus' love, that he loved them so much that he gave his own life to pay for their sins, so that if they repent and believe the gospel, that they can be saved from hell and have eternal life, it's almost too much for them to take in. But when they do receive Christ as Savior, their life is so changed, and Jesus is such a good friend that they never need to be lonely again. Even if a child has a difficulty, what some people call handicap, that child can be a believer, a Christian, and love and serve the Lord with their life. You know, a little girl named Fanny Crosby had what people now call a handicap. She didn't mope around feeling sorry for herself. She was blind, but it didn't stop her from serving the Lord and being a blessing to people, even to us today as we sing the beautiful hymns she wrote. Yes, she was blind, but listen to this poem that she wrote when she was only 8 years old. Oh, what a happy soul am I! Although I cannot see, I'm resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't. So don't let life or circumstances or handicaps get you down. Trust in the Lord. Study and obey His word. Be what He wants you to be, day by day. I trust that that's what the choir kids want too, even as they're singing now.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing.
suppose this message came to you. Get your affairs in order, for you're soon going to die. Those are serious words, but that's what God's message was to Moses one day. Moses was 120 years old, but still he was as strong as a young man. He could still walk and work and tackle any job God gave him. He could still see and think clearly. He was a remarkable man because he served God, and God kept his body and mind strong for his work. Moses didn't grieve or beg for more time. Satisfied his times were in God's hands, he began to wrap up his final tasks. Such important jobs couldn't be carelessly left unfinished. First, Moses was burdened for the welfare of his people. He asked God to give him a new shepherd to lead them faithfully after he was gone, and at God's command, he consecrated Joshua as Israel's new leader. Another giant task was to take a census. After 40 years, the older generation had died because of their unbelief. Now, all of the people 20 years old or older had to be counted, so they would know how many men were of age to fight in the army, and so the new land could be divided fairly. Each tribe, except the Levites, the priests, was to receive land according to the size of the tribe. When the count was finally complete, there were over 600,000 adult men, and the total count, including women and children, was over 3 million people. What a throng! Now, one more big job awaited Moses. The Midianites were bitter enemies who had caused Israel to turn from God and to worship Baal. God's wrath had to be satisfied. At Moses' command, Israel's army launched an attack, burned Midian's cities and castles, destroyed their army, and took captives and spoils. What a victory! And when the Israelite captains counted their returning troops, not one soldier was lost. Every man came home safely. How good God was! Remember that all during the wilderness journey, Moses was carrying on another great task. How he had time to do it is a wonder, but even while he was dealing with the Israelites' problems, he was also writing the first part of the Bible. Yes, in a wonderful way, he wrote down the very words God wanted him to record about the creation of the worldwide flood, the patriarchs, the Israelites suffering in Egypt, their deliverance, and the 40 years in the wilderness. He wrote down all God's law and put it in safekeeping in the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle. Yes, Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy so we could know of God's wonderful works and law. How blessed we are to have God's written word. Well, Moses called all the people together to preach his farewell message and to tell them goodbye. How inspiring it was as he told the story of all God had done for them and urged them to be obedient and to be faithful to God. Then he taught them a wonderful song of God's love and goodness. They were to sing it themselves and faithfully teach it to their children through all the generations. At last, Moses' work on earth was done. At God's command, he climbed up to the top of Mount Pisgah. There, God showed him all the land of Canaan which God had promised Israel. It must have been a breathtaking sight to see vast expanse from the Great Sea to the far side of Gilead. What feelings must have arisen in Moses' heart? He could see the land, but he could not go in with the people he'd led so many years. But Moses didn't complain or accuse God. No, he had sinned at the rock of Meribah by striking the rock twice instead of speaking to it as God commanded. God in mercy caused water to flow out for the people to drink, but he rebuked Moses, "Because you did not believe and honor me before the people, you shall not enter the promised land. You will see it, but you cannot enter in." God is no respecter of persons. He cannot allow or overlook sin. Even Moses, his meek servant, couldn't get by with doing wrong. So, standing alone in the wind atop the mountain crags, Moses viewed the land before him. The Bible doesn't tell the intimate words of Almighty God with his humble servant in those quiet moments. Moses had finished his work. Now he lay down and rested his head against a stone. And God gently put him to sleep and quietly took his spirit home. There were no wreaths or flowers, no grand funeral procession, and no mourners. God himself made a grave and tenderly laid to rest the body of his faithful servant. It was a sacred moment. No one has ever found that lone grave. Only God knows the place, for he alone graciously buried his chosen servant. And as the Bible says, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Oh, what a thrilling testimony. But you too can someday see the Lord face to face if you'll repent of your sin and receive Christ as your only Savior. Someday God's heavenly trumpet will sound, the clouds will open, and the Lord Jesus Christ will appear, and all who believed in him will rise and meet him in the air. Christians who've already died will rise first, like Moses and Daniel, Spurgeon and Moody and others. Then those who are still alive will rise. What a joyous meeting that will be! Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Would you be ready if he should come today? If not, now is the day of salvation. Repent of your sin, believe the gospel, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you too can look forward to meeting the Lord Jesus when he returns. And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.